there is this method or this tactic, if you will, that's kind of favored or used by teachers and or educators and employers and doctors and coaches and maybe parents. It's when you're having a conversation with someone, you will often lead with the good news to kind of set up and soften the bad news or the hard news that is to follow. So an example of this might be, as parents, you might have gone and been involved with in a parent-teacher conference. And you're sitting with the teacher of one of your child, and the teacher says, your child is a joy to have in our classroom. He or she's popular, everyone likes him or her, they're respectful. But he has missing assignments and he's failing three classes. Or you go to your annual checkup at the dentist. And the dentist says to you, looks like you've been flossing. You took my advice. Good work. Your pearly whites are more pearly than last time. Good work. It's time for that root canal. Or the coach who sits down with the player and says, you hustle, you work hard, you're at practice every day, you're a good presence in the locker room, you know all your assignments, but I'm going to start someone else. This is kind of a tactic that Simeon uses today with Mary and Joseph. The Holy Spirit has said to Simeon, you will not see or experience death until you see the Christ of the Lord, until you see the Messiah. So Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple. And this is what Simeon has been waiting for his entire life. It's what every Jew was waiting for their entire life. So out of obedience and in the custom, they bring Jesus into the temple. Simeon takes Jesus in his arms. He blesses God. He gives thanks to God that in his arms is the Christ, the Messiah. Then he proclaims this wonderful prayer about Jesus. He says to Mary and Joseph, this child of yours is going to be the redemption of Israel, of all mankind. This child of yours is going to be the light that shines and the glory of Israel. Now again, to the Jew, it's no wonder that Mary and Joseph were astonished and amazed. Like Simeon, Mary and Joseph were good Jews. Their whole lives were oriented towards the coming of the Messiah. It is believed Mary spent most of her early childhood all the days and nights in the temple, learning, being oriented towards the coming of the Messiah. And Simeon then says, I can die now. Lord, I can die. I can go. It's what I've been waiting for. So imagine yourself as parents. The birth of a child. The doctor cutting the umbilical cord. The doctor saying, your child is going to be the next president of the United States. Your child is the next Tom Brady or Caitlin Clark. Your child is going to be greater than St. Francis of Assisi and St. Thomas of Aquinas. Or the next Mother Teresa, or the next, or better, or greater Einstein. Your child is going to invent the cure for cancer. So after Simeon shares the good news with Mary and Joseph, then they share the bad news. It's the fine print in Jesus' job description. Simeon says, your child is not going to live a life of rainbows and leprechauns and confetti and unicorns. Yeah, I know I said he was going to be the Messiah, but he's going to have problems, big problems. And he's going to cause problems. And yes, I did say he's going to be the light that shines in the glory of Israel. But at the same time, he's going to be a sign of a contradiction. People are going to oppose your son, the little baby you dote over in your arms. And not everyone's going to like what he says and what he teaches and what he preaches. And not everybody's going to appreciate and be wowed by his signs and wonders. He's going to be a threat. Everything he does, everything he says is going to be a threat to a lot of people. And your son, his path isn't going to be triumphalistic. It's going to be by the way of suffering in the cross. Death. And even his followers are going to be contradicted. And oh, by the way, Mary, you're going to suffer. Your heart's going to be pierced because of the division your son is going to cause in Israel. So Simeon was presenting to Mary and Joseph the true identity of Jesus. With the glory comes the cross and comes the suffering. But it's interesting how Mary and Joseph responded to the good news followed by the hard news. They didn't return to Jerusalem. They didn't protest. They didn't pout. They didn't put together a campaign to try to change God's will. There was no social media at the time that they can use and say, come to our defense, please help us. They didn't act superior because they were the parents of the Messiah. They went back to Jerusalem and they were faithful to the task and the calling that God had given them. They prayed, they worshiped, they trusted, they served, and they nurtured Jesus. They invited God into their present and into their future. And I can't even imagine what that final conversation would have been. Mary and Joseph, when Jesus was 30 years old, with Mary and Jesus. Joseph is already dead, standing in the doorway, not looking at each other, looking at each other's feet, their own feet, shuffling their feet, nervous, anxious, because Jesus has to say to Mary, I have to go. It's time for me to go. And Mary looking at her son, saying, I know you do. You have a calling, you have a mission. So what Mary and Joseph teaches us is it doesn't matter so much what happens to us in our life. What matters most, how do we respond to the triumphs and the trials in our life? Jesus, Son of God, God, King of Kings, was entrusted to the care of Mary and Joseph. A tall order for them to. And by our baptism, we are sons and daughters of the King. And through all of our trials and through all of our own tribulations, like Mary and Joseph, we invite God into our present and into our future. No matter what's happening to us in life, he's always offering us something. Always. And we have to pause. We pause in prayer. And we say to him, Lord, what are you offering me in this trial? What are you offering me in this joy? And listen. So again, what matters most is how we respond to things in our life. So if you were to leave Mass today, which you will, and stop and buy a lottery ticket, and learn a couple days later you hit the mega jackpot, or if you leave to Mass today, and you will, and God forbid you're met with this unexpected challenge, the question is, how are you going to respond to either scenario? Will you respond out of your true identity as a son or daughter of the king.